I've got a special, well, a lot of people in the studio right now. Everyone's here, but I've got a couple of very special guests. Robbie from Tom Monty Doodoo and the Crocodile Crew.
Hello.
And his lovely grandmother Jocelyn. Hello.
Hello.
She's from Auckland. She's all the way from Auckland. I'm so happy to have her in the studio. She's brought with her this chocolate slice, which has been the prize for last week's game, Who Am I?, where I was Scooby-Doo, and that was awarded to Henry Hotcakes, who hasn't showed up. But so I think what we'll do is we'll hand it around the FBI studios.
Was this the plan all along?
No, I mean, Henry, I really did want to give it to Henry Hotcakes. I mean, I thought that was a great name. But yeah, and I think, and Nick, for this upcoming show, we're pre-recording it. Because I've got to hand out some resumes and
you're in a suit with lots of different stripes.
I am, yeah. Well, I just I don't know. I've just got to go and get a job. So
yep, that's all right.
And
laugh track in here is great.
And Tom and Jordan are doing other things.
What are they doing?
They're just filming something for Alzheimer's Australia, actually.
Oh yeah, that's right.
How's your thing been?
Yeah, it's been really good. You know, this is my last show today. Been pretty emotional, but it's been fun. I've had a lot of people drop by. My friend Cass brought me flowers. My friend Kimchi Princey came and brought some songs.
You brought these today.
May I?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Grant, is that okay? Is that
absolutely?
Yeah, okay. So this is the special chocolate slice.
Thank you, Jocelyn.
Do you mind if I? Because in the upcoming pre-recorded show, I said that I would give out the recipe as the prize. Is that okay with you? I didn't actually ask you.
Yes, you're very welcome to give out the recipe if you'd like to.
Are you sure?
But probably, should I leave it with you and you can give it out at a certain time? Or do you want me to give it? You don't want to give it to the radio, do you?
I might not.
No.
I might not.
I'll leave it with you. It'll be available.
It's a secret then. Okay, so in the upcoming show, I say that I will give it out, disregard that. So in the upcoming show, that's not happening. I won't be giving out the recipe, but how's that? How's that, Greta?
So delicious.
Okay.
Good.
Thank you. Lovely.
Oh my God.
Thank you so much, Gran. That's lovely.
That's a pleasure. I hope you enjoyed.
So there's a pre-recorded show. What's going on?
It's a pre-recorded show. What we're talking about, cycling, how annoying cyclists are. Oh, they're just really annoying me.
What's the most annoying thing about cyclists?
Oh, they just think they rule the roost, don't they? You know, they're riding on the roads. It's the place for cars, you know. You're scum. Get your trash. Get a car. You're trash. What other stuff? We've got great music as well, so look forward to that. And we actually do. Okay. It's a little bit cheeky. I knew it was pre-recorded. You might have to wait and see. But
hang on a minute.
Yeah.
How was your week last week?
Oh, what do you mean? What?
You seem to have a bit of a expedition, did you not?
I'm not really at liberty to talk about it.
That's fine.
But I am aware of what you're saying, and that is why I'm suited up as I am today, and I've got my resumes on hand. And,
okay, if you want to add Robbie Armfield on Facebook and have a look at his most recent post, do, because it's highly entertaining.
Well, apparently
people say that it's the funniest thing you've ever done.
Oh, okay. It's not really. Wasn't really a joke. It was actually quite a serious sort of altercation. I'm not at liberty to talk about it really. But you can find me on Instagram and Facebook.
Thank you for making my very last mic break awkward as always.
Greta, thank you so much. You've done a fantastic job on your show, and just from all of us at Tom Wanted to Do It and the Crocodile Crew, I'd just like to wish you well.
Thank you.
And best of luck. And thanks so much to Gran for being here, all the way from Auckland.
Thanks, Jocelyn,
thank
for coming
you so
all
much.
The way from
well,
Auckland.
Thank you very much for having me.
Awesome.
And good
thank
luck
you.
For the future of you too.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Jocelyn. Is that
lovely.
Your family behind there?
Yes, it is.
Hi.
Yeah, they're here as well.
Hi.
So yeah,
wow,
it's,
here.
Yeah, it's a family
whole
affair
Armfield
here.
Armfield family.
Yeah, we're all gonna go hand out resumes. So
amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. I'm gonna leave FBI with one last song that I've never been able to play on radio, always wanted in my intro to my show, and I just reckon is the song that got me into music, to be honest. This is Steal My Sunshine by Len. I'll see you later.
Yay, Greta!
Hello and welcome to Tom Monty Doodoo and the Crocodile Crew.
On FBI Radio 94.5 FM. Hello, I'm Robbie Armfield, and with me are Tom Montefiore.
Hello.
And Jordan Shanks.
God, this is going to be a long hour. I've got the crap headphones again. They're held together by duct tape. Thank you very much, FBI, for letting us on the air. We are very appreciative of that. But the headphones, not appreciative of, no. Surprisingly.
Phone away, Monty. Okay. Now it's time. Oh, by the way, should we say this is being pre-recorded?
Yeah. Well, you just have, so I think we can move on to the next point.
So, first up, we're talking abandoned gas stations.
Can tell it's an away day.
Do you want to explain that, Jordan?
Sure. We were not at an abandoned gas station, but it had the same vibe as that. Desperately needed to go to the John, and the gas attendant there knew exactly what I was there for. When you pull up into the car park, specifically next to the disabled car park slot, you know that that guy's just in there to use your facilities and then go out. And then there's like there's even dollar Snicker bars here that are slightly expired. Surely you could buy them. No, I don't need any of that. I just need your toilet.
Yeah. I don't get Jordan was saying before that he feels as though it's like unfair to the owner of the gas station to use the toilet.
Really?
Do you think that's a thing?
I do think like you should probably maybe buy something or at least make a little bit of chat before you
make it. It's very unlikely the person owns it.
That's even worse, surely.
You reckon?
Well, I'm just going to duke it out. You're probably going to have to clean it. See ya.
There's just a...
And
yeah,
no one was paying attention. Sorry, no, it's all right.
At all, everybody's just turned around.
There's a guy...
Can you stop talking to us while we're on air?
There's a guy and offering us headphones. No, we're fine. Thank you, though.
We're in a soundproof booth and we keep waving at him, so he's going, oh, this conversation's going well. It keeps distracting us.
Yeah.
He's loving the thumbs up. I just give it back. He's like, back again? Like he wants more. He goes again. I'm like, all right, okay. Anyway.
You can't say no to double thumbs up, though.
Yeah.
You should know that that's not the indication of stop talking. Two thumbs up.
Yeah,
it's a very positive sign.
So the point was that Jordan went into the gas station and there was a piece of music playing that just seemed perfect for that environment. And we thought it would be a fun game.
If it were a haunted gas station / the gas attendee wasn't the serial killer, but is in cahoots with him.
Yeah. It's going to inform about where we are located.
But you do think he is the serial killer. And perhaps he even turns on the serial killer at the end, smacks him in the back with an axe, doesn't kill him, but quickly and desperately says, follow me.
Yeah, yeah, the guy that is almost the saviour, but then is just, that kind of bit of hope.
Quickly turned into pulp, the next victim in a long chain of this chainsaw massacres.
Yeah, so imagine we're in that space. Would this song be perfect for that environment?
Clicks aren't needed, Robbie.
Perfect. I reckon that song, it really sets the standard. Don't you reckon? It's got the perfect amount of 90s, just awful 90s, that aspect, and also the groove in country. You know? Yeah.
Groove in country, and also it has this Dan and Maz aspect to it of why even bother make the song? Just this kind of, there's this sort of media that nefariously exists and everybody knows of it, but at the same time, would it change a single thing? Would there be any butterfly effect at all if that song wasn't made?
So, where is that? Like, why is that song perfect for that environment? And we've all picked our own songs that seem to work for that as well.
What we'd like to stress, though, that what you just heard is the gold standard of abandoned gas station.
Because that's the song
music.
That was playing when Jordan went into the station. So this is what...
And I was busting to go to the toilet as well, but it was so perfect that it took me out of... I could have just gone back into the car and been, that's all right, I don't need to go anymore.
So definitely, even though we're not here, text in, because I can still look at them. So the number's 040-9945-945. If you think you've got a better one, but this is Jordan's pick that's trying to compete with that gold standard. And I just can't wait, babe. It's jumping, everyone's jumping. I'm with my baby. Ooh, honey.
I'm asking my pizza's mouth. I think I would feel quite relaxed if I walked into a gas station and that was playing. It would not...
Seems like Supre or something. Yeah. Why
it feels very safe.
On closer inspection, I didn't think about this enough. And on top of that, it's very daytime abandoned gas station.
Yeah.
there's nothing nighty about it. And I would expect myself to be purchasing probably an energy drink. Not because I need one. Kind of just I like the flavour.
Yeah.
Okay. And now here's my pick.
See, this is the difference between gold and fool's gold, isn't it?
Don't you reckon?
It sort of looks the same, but no, it's really, just not. Yeah. Where's the weight? Yeah. Does that really fly as a horrific gas station's anthem?
Again,
It's not horrific. It's just abandoned, you know. So that first one was Guy Sebastian with Out With My Baby, and that was Foo Fighters with Walk. I reckon it's got that perfect groove that was in that Sheryl Crow song, but it's also got this kind of... This older feeling that, you know, they shouldn't be as angry as they are.
It doesn't seem abandoned to me, though. It's,
there's not a murderer seems, waiting in there.
Yeah, it just naturally has a low flow of customers and is almost probably one of those borderline gas stations that also has attached to it maybe a Hungry Jack's or a Woolworths. So yeah. Two options of paper cups instead of one.
Yeah, and quite safe because there's a Woolworths or a, or a McDonald's.
So you've
right
got a Teddy's there.
Yeah.
They're not going to put up with you getting whacked in the back with an axe. They've got to call the cops.
But I truly think that Tom's actually takes the cake here. Listen to this. And I wonder if you know how it really feels to be left outside alone. Where's the door out here? Well, maybe you should... Absolutely perfect. I reckon it's almost the new literal, gold standard. Yeah. It's almost the new gold standard. And there's Anastasia with Left Outside Alone.
It's just, much like when alchemists researched for hundreds of years how to find gold, but that they found how to make a commodity that's even rarer than gold. Platinum. Yeah. You, my friend, have just found gold standard platinum.
Yeah, it's just literally the lyrics and just reading out what the idea of the place would be. Just being alone, being in the cold, like it just suits.
Oh my God, you've actually found it.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Well, if you think you've got a better one, again, the number to text 0409 945 945. You're with Tom Monty Dudu and the Crocodile Crew on FBI Radio 94.5. Okay, that was the song Clue by Tim Presley from his upcoming album called The Wink. You're with Tom Monty Dudu and the Crocodile Crew on FBI Radio 94.5 FM. Pokemon Go.
So what do we think about Pokemon Go? It's in the news a lot at the moment. Everyone loves it.
And that's why we're talking about it now. Purely because everybody else is talking about it. We have zero opinions. We're trying to rattle some together. This is the definition of filler radio.
Well, I think it is actually quite an interesting thing. Like, I'm playing it. Jordan, you're obviously not playing it because you don't own a smartphone. And Robbie's not playing.
I never will. They just because of this kind of stuff, you know? It takes up your whole life.
But maybe that's why... I was thinking maybe that's why you don't like it, Jordan, because, you know, you don't have a smartphone. You
don't have the option.
Yeah, you don't have the option.
I guess that probably would be the reason, yeah. There is no other answer to that.
So what is
the reason I don't like Pokemon Go is because I can't access it.
Because obviously
I'm
the first
jealous
thing
of Pokemon Go.
Because, at first, obviously, you're going to be like, oh, it's nostalgic is the reason everyone's into it. So you'll either be, like, cool with that or you'll be really uncool with that.
You're quite cool with it, aren't you? You think it's quite good.
Yeah.
There really is only two opinions with Pokemon Go. Is they're cool or not cool?
Yeah. Well, like, yeah, I suppose so.
Or...
the third opinion.
Global conspiracy.
Are you about to break the matrix, Robbie, of the two opinion duopoly on Pokemon Go? You've got a third way.
Hey, guys, I'm sorry to do this to you, but I'm going to have to get woke. All right? Pokemon Go, it's code for global offensive. And what they're doing is they're taking over people's phones. This is an opinion that has been, you know, bandied about a little bit, but I'd just like to go into it a little bit more in depth.
Please do.
I mean, on top of obviously the safety risks, people wandering about and you know, slips, falls, maybe get, you know, cars, things like this.
Losing your privacy on your Google account.
Privacy on the phone as well.
Is that a legitimate problem with this? You could be chasing a Butterfree across a highway.
If you're really dumb, I guess. I don't know how that... Like, yeah, in the same way that you could be texting while you drive.
There's some dumb people. We were just listening to a song via Paulini that said, call 911, despite the fact that she's in Australia and everyone knows it's 000. You don't pretend that you were pretending that that was going to make global appeal.
I'm pretty sure...
You knew that that was just going to be in Australia.
This is just, yeah, just to be annoying, but if you do call 911, it diverts it to 000.
No, because that was the only debate in the comment section of Paulini's Fireman, and I highly recommend everyone check it out. It's a forgotten banger. truly forgotten. 11,000 views. All of the comments in it were just arguing back and forth whether 000 diverts into the emergency services. There was an old man that finally weighed in. How the hell did he find a Paulini track?
Yeah.
And he was saying that, no, not all the time it does divert. So just always. So you know, two safety precautions here. Definitely call 000. Mm. Don't chase Butterfree's onto highways. Yeah. Public service announcement. Anyway, back to the global conspiracy we're unravelling here.
Yeah, but that's secondary to the fact that Pokemon Go is deadly, according to this article I found. Workers have been sacked over playing it too much. People are getting hurt. One person saying Pokemon Go took over my house. Okay, people's houses being turned into gyms. All these zombies turning up and trying to fight for you know, winning the gym. It's just an absolute...
Do they knock on somebody's house?
No.
Like when someone gets a new pool in the neighbourhood and says, can we just go into your backyard?
No, yeah, it's much more sinister. They just wait out front on their phones. Much more sinister.
That is the much movie worse. Cell.
Yeah.
They are cell zombies.
I saw a meme recently, actually. It said, on this day, papers leaked showing that 9/11 was an inside job. Something about some attack overseas. And then the bottom one goes, zombies be like, I got a new Pokemon.
What?
I don't know what you're saying.
And then, oh, right, maybe...
Are you saying you read... you're announcing to everybody that you read a gotcha news article on news.com.
A meme.
It was a meme?
Yeah.
So
the picture was on the top left, it was a 9/11 picture, some war on the right, and then on the bottom it had some guy on his phone. It said, zombies be like... I got a new Pokemon. Right. And so it's like proof of zombies now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Robbie was saying to me yesterday, he came into my room and was quite concerned about the Pokemon Go, and he was saying that it's a way of like other countries trying to, you know, take over the world by, you know, manipulating the whole world.
That's exactly right.
But the South Park did an episode exactly like parodying that years ago on
the
Pokemon.
Famous Shin Pokemon episode of 1998.
Yeah, that, I don't know if it was that year, but yeah.
But this time it's much more sinister because it's engaging those of all ages, because they're yeah. tapping into the nostalgia that, you know, people of our age have experienced, you know, and older.
Yeah.
And so all these people have, you know, certain privileges and power, and they're being manipulated, turned into zombies, like that meme said. and all that information is being taken by this company called Niantic. Now, I do want to say, this is my opinion. This is not the opinion of FBI Radio.
Yeah, if you think this is all crap, text in 0409-945-945. Let us know.
Yep.
Because we're not here.
But now, I'd love to do... So, last week I did a Who Am I? Some Henry Hotcakes correctly answered that I was being Scooby-Doo, and so he won some chocolate slice, which...
You were Scooby-Doo.
That was Scooby-Doo.
Tom, still frazzled by that to this day.
Of course, of course.
Thinking that he might possibly be the dog from Richie Rich that has dollar bills painted on him, much like a Dalmatian does. Tom's guess.
Can you quickly do the Scooby-Doo impression for people that...
Oh, yeah, okay.
Truly love this, don't you, Tom? Do you think it's the best impression he has? And I've got to say as well, regrettably it is. He does dogs better than people.
Shaggy? 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 No!
It's just like
Shaggy, Shaggy, no!
Shaggy, Shaggy.
I don't know if you like the voice, Tom, or just the fact that his impression really boils down to him saying Shaggy repeatedly.
Yeah. It's more just giving these hints, like looking panicked because the voice isn't matching, so like just dropping words that will obviously give it away.
Shaggy? Scooby-Doo!
Alright, so you're doing the clues getting less and less cryptic.
So the way that it worked last week was that Robbie's Nan is in town and she makes a beautiful slice. Yes. And
chocolate slice.
Chocolate slice.
According to Robbie, who primarily lives off 2 minute noodles and Nutella, and I would imagine combines them frequently.
So I think that would make him, you know, quite well versed in what makes a good chocolate slice.
Yeah.
And yeah, if you could guess what the impression was, which was Scooby-Doo, you would win the slice. And Henry Hotcakes,
he did win. He didn't get in contact though. And since this is pre-recorded, I am going to be coming in on Monday before this show is being aired to see if he's going to be there for it. But if not, I don't know what I'll do with him. But anyway, that was the prize. So this week, what I'm going to do is have another Who Am I, where the prize is the recipe for that particular slice.
God, this segment is the closest thing we have so far accomplished as a species to time travel.
Yeah, this is happening yesterday. But I'm a bit hesitant about this segment because...
Why?
Well, considering no one showed up to collect the slice...
Yeah.
I don't know why anyone would show up to collect the recipe to make the slice. It seems like a step backwards.
Maybe it's a teacher man fish kind of thing.
Yeah, they're all aware of the teacher man to fish idea.
They don't want handouts. Yeah.
No, these people are smart.
They want a hand up.
Yeah, they don't want a sample.
These guys are smart. They're smart. You guys, they're smart listeners here. Yeah. And what they want is recipe. They want to learn the how to do things. They don't want handouts.
Okay,
yeah, so they are very smart, including that person that texted in once saying, is there a woman in this studio? We're all clearly men.
So if you want the recipe, guess this impression. Robbie, take it away.
Pika? Pika? Pika, pika. Pika, pika. Pika, pika.
Okay, so if you think you know who that is, text in the numbers 0409-945-945. Jordan, he's got a little... I think he's onto something. What do you reckon?
I'm just trying to decipher how much of a percentage that is of Scooby-Doo. There seems to be very different... Such a slight variation in the two.
Yeah, I'm just trying to work out what it was. All right.
Okay, I'll just give you a clue because it points onto my point that is, it seems that Robbie has just one, generally thinks that all animals have the same voice, that it's just all anthropomorphism melds into, he's got two categories in his mind, human or animal.
Yeah.
It's like one of those Americans that doesn't really know that meat comes from a cow, for instance. They just think it's, you know, a steak.
Yeah.
Always has been.
Oh, sorry.
It's fine. We'll see you in a bit.
The song there was called The System of a Thousand Lies. It's by Morgan Delt from his upcoming album Phase Zero, out on Sub Pop. You're with Tom Monty Dudu and the Crocodile Crew on FBI Radio 94.5. We're talking business names. Now, there are lots of businesses out there. We want to find the best names. And we each, I think, are quite confident that we have found the best one. Monty, not so much.
I'm not confident. But
there was
one.
A point when he was, and that was truly a trifecta moment that we've never accomplished here on Tom Monty Dudu and the Crocodile Crew. One of us is always extremely confident that we've got it in the bag. And I've got to say, the success rate of that is so far 100%. Yeah. It's like when Tom was quietly nodding in the background for gas station answers just before. He knew he had it.
Yeah. It's just, yeah, this kind of foresight of knowledge. But yeah, so this one, though, I know I have not got it. So I'll start it off if we want.
I would like him to go to the end. Can we save the worst for last?
Yeah, okay.
Can we have the appetizer where dessert should be?
So this is, we're talking business names. Mm-hmm. I don't know why we're talking about it, but we just thought, you know, businesses are things.
Well, I think I was just walking.
And we went from there.
Yeah. I was walking around and I saw one. I was like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
let's talk about that.
Well, there's so many creative names nowadays, you know, like Tumblr, and they always end in an R, you know, Wicca.
Yeah.
Google. You know, Twitter. All of them. So, yeah, we're saying...
Mine is Google, obviously.
Yeah, just they don't mean... Like, Google means something, but most of them are just kind of rubbish,
aren't
they?
What Tom's trying to say is that businesses have names, and, yeah, and we
some of them end in R.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
Some of them have names that end in R, and also, like, some of them are better than others. And so, basically, the premise of this is we've been walking around, we're trying to look at businesses and think, all right, what business name is the best? And so, Jordan... What's your one?
Oh, here we go. I really do think I have the dessert, but so does Robbie, so I will accept this point to be... Damn it, I hate how you're the anchor of this show, Robbie. You always get to dictate who goes first. Here we go, though. All right. On the appetizer of this particular segment, I'm giving to you that the best business name ever in Brighton-le-Sands, there is a sandwich shop that has one of those classic Coca-Cola signs out the front where they've just got that cheap white Times New Roman font. I've never seen it open. I've been there in the middle of the day. I don't know how it's still there. And it is called Brighton-le-Sandwich.
So it's just like a simple pun name shop.
Wait. Is that what we're doing?
I guess so, yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, I thought that was going to be good. Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Explain to me how it's not.
No, we're doing good businesses. Yeah.
What? Yeah. What are we doing? Are we taking this... We're taking this seriously to find actually a cool name for a business that doesn't get enough
Maybe
props.
You didn't understand. Maybe you didn't understand. We're that talking sounds, business names that are like sort of good or funny in some way.
This sounds like time
How
for time.
How is Brightless Sandwich not hilarious?
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. It's good. No, I can't say anything because mine isn't even an answer. So like, Robbie, what's yours?
Okay.
Oh my God.
Do you want to defend it or what?
I don't know. I thought it just spoke for itself.
I don't think it can be defended, Robbie.
All right. My one. It's a little company called Schindler's Lifts.
Oh, yeah, true.
So yours is a pun as well. What is the difference between yours and mine?
Fair cop.
That is so fair.
Okay, I cop that sweet, yeah? I'm going to cop that sweet.
That's so sweet, Robbie.
But I reckon
that... So you arbitrarily say my shit and you say that... What was yours again?
Hey, I'm going to cop that.
Schindler's Lift.
Hey, happy to cop that sweet, boy. All right.
Schindler's God, yours is very controversial as well.
I'm like coming from the end of the running race and kind of like sprinting in the last 10 meters to like win. So mine is...
And resident fat man Tom taking a loss.
With a shirt that has the Cookie Monster on it with a caption, me want cookies.
And he does. Make no mistake about it. This is not an ironic shirt. This is very serious.
So mine is a company. I don't know what they do or anything about them. I just walked past it the other day. It's called Joy. J-O-Y, full stop.
No, okay. There was a dash out of the sprint just then. You tripped over. You broke your leg in that manner where it snaps in half. And your dad just sadly straggles you to the end, who's your coach, going, "It's all right, mate. We can do this." It hurts, Pop. It hurts.
It's so easy to do. There's like the amount of Thai restaurants that are like Thai-rific or, you know, time for Thai.
So it's a Thai restaurant?
No. That's like, it's like a creative design place.
Oh,
like
to, so yeah. Why did you mention Thai restaurants?
I'm saying because your ones are all pun ones. If you want to find good pun restaurant names, go to Thai food.
No, that's the whole point. That's why we specifically, I think I speak on behalf of Robbie with this, having not discussed this at all, we purposely did not go for the Thai names because A, it's so obvious, and B, how is Thai-rific eat like a good pun?
I know, but that's, yeah, I don't know. It makes it
Brighton-less,
funny.
How much better is Brighton-less sandwich? Come on.
It is, yeah, it's fine.
So give us the lowdown on Joy. What's that? What is that?
I don't know.
It's what just, do you mean you don't know?
It's just like a creative design
it's
place
just
called Joy.
It's a word that exists.
Well, because it's so obvious what they're trying to do. Just like, what's a really, you know, happy...
They're trying to do an Optus, quick, yes.
Yeah. It's just Joy.
Right.
Like, I don't like it, but it's the best. I think that's what I'm saying.
God. What a low note.
We really should have discussed this segment, shouldn't we?
Yeah, I feel like we're all awful at this segment.
No, I don't think so. I think Schindler's Lift certainly beats the crop, you know.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
But what, even if it beat the crop again, it's like what we were discussing about ABC lording it over Channel 10.
Yeah. Is it really?
Okay, yeah, you're better than Gogglebox. Woohoo.
All right, for those that aren't aware, Schindler's List was a very popular film starring Liam Neeson, and that is a pun on that. I also heard recently... my dad mentioned, actually, that there was a farm that he saw in England. Get this. It was called Panty Downs.
Really?
Why didn't you just steal your dad's?
That's good.
Dad, I think your dad won this segment.
And I know that Schindler's List apparently is older, is an older company
than the movie.
Than Schindler from, yeah. What? Like, it's a very old Lyft company. So it's actually Schindler's Lifts was first.
No.
I think, yeah. I'm sure there'll be a barrage of texts that would just
I know,
be
there
like,
are so
no.
many people now just, I'm sure, frothing. Please text in. The number's 0409-945-945 if you'd like to add to the fray.
Absolutely. Great way to finish this segment of what started as about what Robbie and I thought we were just naming out puns. You thought you were legitimately looking for a good business name has now just been turned into things you didn't know. Or a segment that will continue as, huh, fancy that.
Hello there. That was the song On Your Side. It was a Mint Chicks remix initially by Liam Finn and Eliza Jane from their EP called Champagne in Seashells. A few years ago there, that was a little bit of music there. It's called the Kiwiana Corner. That's where I just play a bit of New Zealand music there. Anyway, you're with Jordan Jakes, Tom Montefiore and Robbie Armfield on FBI Radio 94.5 FM. Now, it's a little segment we like to call here Fair Enough. Okay, fair enough? Fair enough?
Fair enough.
Okay. Yeah. So that's where we put out sort of an idea and ask you, is that fair enough?
The guest panel, also known as the permanent panel, that never changes.
So basically this stems from my frustration with cyclists. Recently, I have been finding them to be an absolute pain. They should steer clear of the roads. What do you guys think about this?
I think it's probably the most classic radio gripe there is.
Yes, so talked
it's
about.
The kind of thing
I've never
that
of.
Even Sandra Sully would say and get a segment on news.com where it goes, ooh, controversial.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, they seem like they just rule the roost, don't they? Yeah. They seem like they rule the roost. These cyclists, they are on the roads. They don't stay in their lane. Stay in your lane, please. Okay, cyclists, you don't rule the roost. The cars rule the roost. Earn some real money and get a car, okay? Stop being losers, all right?
So that's what you are.
That's what you are, cyclists.
Losers.
Absolute trash, okay?
It's bad for traffic. What else do they always complain about? It's bad for traffic. You think you're the rule of the roost. Mm. Surely there's got to be
dangerous.
Something else.
Yeah.
I'm scared I'm going to hit one of them. This is more on their behalf than mine. Yeah, you know, like I'm late for work, but what if I kill you?
Yeah, I'm all for bicycle lanes. I'm all for bicycles, but they just need to be together. You know, so that.
So what I wanted was I follow Osher Gunsberg on Instagram, and he is, you know, a classic Australian personality, hosted Australian Idol.
Andrew G.
Changed his name to Osher Gunsberg. Hosts The Bachelor and
the heavyweight of Australian television. If there was to be that silent giant that's in Game of Thrones that doesn't talk much but acts big, he'd have to because he's a giant. It'd be Gunsberg, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
He's the giant of television.
Long time feud with Robbie.
Well, so basically, like, he
one way feud.
Yeah. On Instagram, he's a big supporter of cyclists' rights, and I think he's a big cycler himself. And, you know, fair enough. I mean, stay off the roads. But so what I wanted was to have a conversation with him, a pre-recorded conversation that I could then play for you guys about cycling, and we could sort of have it out. Now I contacted him via Instagram. He then directed me to his publicist, who I then contacted, and I have not heard back. Okay, now what I did request is I laid it out fully. I said, you know, is this fair enough that I wasn't responded back to?
So can you read us the message?
It's too long. It's too long. Like,
can you give us a brief segment or not really?
Well, yeah, I'll tell you.
Give us the flavor of it.
Yeah. So what I did is I contacted the publicist. I said, hey, I'd love to chat to Osher Gunsberg about cycling. What would happen? What I would ideally like to happen is that he would believe as if he was there to promote certain projects that were upcoming. I would keep bringing up cycling, and he would eventually decide to leave of his own frustration or the beckoning of a publicist off mic. Laid out, you know, the joke fully for her. I have since not heard back. I said, look, I realize this is off brand, potentially like risky for him. It's a dumb joke, but I am happy to send you the audio prior to it being aired, and also the plans for its on-air context.
Very good summary of what you did. Yeah, I would say that there's nothing for him. Like, there's no reason for him to do it. What's he got to gain?
It's a little,
yeah, what's in it for G?
Well, it's just a little bit. It's a little bit outside of what he would usually do, I think. You know?
Yeah, but it seems like, you know, just weigh out, do a risk assessment real quick, and it's just not worth it.
I sort of
it's
get
outside
that, yeah.
the box because it's shittier than what he does most of the time. Surely he'd just be gallivanting around with Australia's finest celebrities, which are still probably F grade if you compare them to the world scale, right? But he's still milling around in that. Mm. And your plan was for him to damage his image.
Yeah, on a very small scale.
Yes.
But I guess, you know, it would have been nice for them to at least respond.
I think a response is, look, fair enough if he doesn't want to do it, but I think a response is worthwhile. But I would like to put it out there. I would still like to do that exact plan, even though this is being broadcast. Like, so to a T, Osher Gunsberg, I would love to still do this with you. It's now open. Everyone knows it's just a dumb joke. Please, can we just do this? It's almost like a little play. I'd love to do this little play with you.
So let's rally Osher to do this.
Please,
so
if everyone can just you know, send him Facebook messages, Instagram messages. Robbie Armfield would love to do a little play with you about cycling that will conclude. Sort of midway for no reason.
Robbie wants to play. Just hashtag
Robbie wants to
him.
Play. Thank you so much. That'd be fantastic. I'd love that.
Yeah. Would you take the poor man's version of Gunsberg, Matheson?
Certainly.
That would be very
all
good.
Systems, yes.
But yeah. I would love to talk politics with Matheson. So if it's Osher Gunsberg, I'm talking
so
cycling
much to say.
And Matheson, if not now. Now, please. Yeah, like, yeah.
As in,
it would be
now,
very good to interview him about his unsuccessful challenge to Tony Abbott's seat.
Yeah,
and
I wonder what.
Where to from now, Matheson?
Yeah,
what's your next plan?
I'm so interested in that. Like, what that means for him? You know, like if someone asks him about it, like, how do you respond now?
Well, I think it's. I mean, it's sort of admirable in a way, isn't it? You know, he's trying to do something, is it not?
Yeah, I think it is. But like. Yeah.
Well, Jordan doesn't think so.
Jordan doesn't think.
I've made my views very public on this before. I am very happy that Tony Abbott crushed Matheson. Not because I agree with his policies, but because as if he doesn't deserve to be in Parliament way more than this little upstart here, this young nobody.
Young nobody? He's been around for a while.
Name something he's done apart from
Idol.
Cut a... Okay. I was going to say that he was going to cut a Herbie in half and then put it on one of the main streets of Sydney.
Right.
But I suppose Australian Idol is bigger.
Mm. All right. Well, yeah, there you go. So let's see what happens with Osher. So.
Yeah, yeah. Please, yeah. Robbie wants to play. Hashtag to Osher Gunsberg or James Matheson.
And Gunsberg, if you're responding to that, can you respond under the hashtag, you want to play? Let's play.
Hello there. You've got to tune to Tom Monty Dude on the Crocodile Craw on FBI Radio 94.5 FM. That was the song Situation by Laurel Halo from her most recent album called In Situ. We're talking...
Poetry.
Poetry on the radio, okay? Now, this week we've got some special music. Jordan, would you like to describe what this is?
When you walk into Tree of Life, Oak, Fancy Magic... Those kind of stores where you would imagine that the vast majority of the clientele that are there are women that had a very miserable childhood.
Right.
Surely, right? It's always these people that just really need to believe in fairies to get through the day. They always... And I mean, this music is for insane people, and it's great.
Well, this is Silent Night.
I just realised, yes, this is a Celtic Christmas. It's an instrumental tribute.
Celtic Christmas.
An instrumental tribute to Enya.
Tribute to Enya.
It really is.
Great. Well, yeah, so it's ambience.
Because we were thinking that... we wanted to blast the radio with that commercial drop beat that's kind of a dubstepy DJ mix that they always have when people are speaking. And I'm still a fan of that.
Mm.
Both of you guys don't like it, so we're going to try a couple of different other atmospheres to go with it this one.
I'm liking it so far, guys. What do you think?
Jordan, I'm loving this.
Well, yeah, it gives a very nice mood, this one.
And I think what's going to really amp it up to just that next level of prime time is reading a little bit of Yosa Buson. Okay, he's an ancient poetry man of the haiku era.
Keep in mind, this is on FBR.
This is, yeah, so.
Let's hear it.
Please pound the cloth so I hear it. I'm feeling low. All right, that's enough. Please stop.
Wow. He's just, every time Yosa Buson just pulls them out, he's just so good, isn't
he? Again and again and again.
In the last turn, he pivots into profound.
Yeah.
Because if we were to analyze this poem, this is just year 12 English class now. The last three lines of that did sound naff.
Mm. But when he says, please stop, he hits masterpiece at that point.
He hits the point of blush is what he does there. Yeah. And if you're not aware, that's a new form of poetry. But anyway, that's for another time.
Should we just rename that segment, Yosa Buson, how does he do it?
Yeah.
No one has a problem with this. We've never gotten a single negative text about that segment. No.
So 0409-945-945 is the text.
If you hate it.
Yeah. Only if you hate it.
Funny name at the end, please. But now, so what we're going to do is we're going to continue this music into this next segment just to see how we feel about it. Okay.
This is have you ever, what is it? Is it cars?
Have you ever loved? So I was
you do have a layout of all the segments in front of you, Tom.
So
you could have just looked, darted your eyes down with as much energy as it took you to look at Robbie.
Mm.
I was in a car.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I was in a car. I was thinking, hey, I don't really like any of the other cars. Is that universally so? And I've asked a few people, and it seems to be that when you're in a car, you just hate every other car. There's no love. Yeah. And my theory is that that's why there are more road accidents as opposed to air crashes. Because when you're in the planes,
you're in the clouds.
You're in the clouds. It's clear. You know, every plane that you see, you love every plane you
see.
It's
like boat crashes. You just wave at the other boat.
Exactly.
But in a car, it's like only hostility.
So why? What's up with that?
Yeah.
So you think it's this feeling of, oh, I may as well because this guy.
No.
No, it's more like a.
Sorry, that couldn't be further from that.
Just clarify.
It's like, you know,
so many beeps and, you know, flipping people off and just getting angry at, like, the slightest thing.
Basically, the question is, have you ever loved another car? And what was the circumstance
there? I would say yes, because of one time, and it wasn't me that did it, but I was driving. I was stopped at a red light, and a car pulled up next to me. And you know how you kind of look at the person in the other car, and there's just this kind of default hostility. So I'm kind of like frowning at the person in the car to my left, and both our windows are down. And it's like in the middle of summer, like it's a very nice day. Both windows down. He's about 2 feet away from me because he's right next to me in the other car, and I'm just frowning at him, and he's looking at me, and he just goes, "Hey, man." And then I just was like, just broke down. Like, I had
instantly
no idea
diffused.
To do. Yeah, this frown. I was
the
just like,
verbal
oh, man.
Bomb diffuser that they send into a terrorist situation of human beings.
Yeah, it was that. And I just was like, hey, hi.
And was
just,
that it?
Yeah, he full won the little interchange because he was just friendly. And it's so unheard of in cars to just smile and be like, hey, how's it going? Because you're a foot away. Like, why don't you talk?
One of the true disciples of John Lennon's, all we ask is give love a chance. Give a piece of chance.
That's what he's doing.
It's because of the they, you know, DJ Khaled's they. They don't want you to say hello. They don't want you to smile.
But
smile.
This man does.
Mm. Yeah. Why don't we smile for once?
Yeah, so there you go. Usually I would say hostility on the roads, but that was one case. So if you're driving right now, just
text
smile,
in.
You know? Text in or smile. Text while you're driving or smile.
No, that was a joke. Now pull over and then text.
Yeah.
Unless you're really good at texting and driving.
You're too busy and in a rush. Yeah. No, that's a joke again. Pull over and send us a text on 0409-945-945.
I'm just saying, you probably won't get caught by the cops.
I feel like we've slowed down all our speech because of the music.
It's too ambient.
Too relaxing.
It's so ambient that we haven't even diffused that last one again. So, yeah, again, you can't text and drive. But, good point about the music, but I was also pointing out that there was this one woman when I was driving out of a car park at Coles, and she desperately wanted to get out. And I believe I was the guy smiling at you in that situation, Tom, because she was trying to cut me off, and I said to myself, obviously, that's all right, you go ahead, you take it. And she... it registered in her head, oh, I was expecting this guy to be an arsehole. So she turns around and then she does like a bow of appreciation. She's white, by the way. She's got three white kids in the car. And then she looks at, and then I give her like this rock on hand gesture. This is a 40-year-old woman. She very uncomfortably rocks on back to me, puts it up, and it was like she didn't get the hand gesture right at all. It was very weak.
The devil horns. She did like the middle finger and the pinky or something.
Yeah. Oh my god!
But she had it going. That's, I guess, what this music is telling us, that these things do happen. Dreams can come true. Sometimes they do. Sometimes they don't.
Give thanks.
Yeah.
So basically, yeah, that was, if you'd like to have a look at that, that was Celtic Christmas, a tribute to Enya. Coming up after this beautiful track, we've got our favourite, Dog Jobs on the Radio, with a spicy little twist. Okay, now here's the song Beverly Laurel by Tame Impala. We weren't allowed to play it last week, but guess what? This is pre-recorded, so here we go. Hello, you got to tune to Tom Montedude and the Crocodile Crew on FBI Radio 94.5 FM with Jordan Shanks, Tom Montefiore and Robbie Armfield. That was the song Beverly Laurel by Tame Impala. Thanks so much to them for that song. when that was a bit cheeky of me, but again, as I mentioned, this is pre-recorded.
Got away with it.
Yeah, now though, it's time for Dog Jobs on the Radio. Feat, a song by a man that sent... in this song to me, his name is The World's Hottest Ramen, and he did a little flip of the tune.
Is this his remix?
He did a remix for us.
He is the world's hottest ramen. This awesome. Guy is so now.
Okay, so basically what we do now is we just sort of throw out names of dogs and go, hey, what kind of job are they at?
All right, let's start off. Doberman, which is the kind of
very pointy guard dog.
Short head German shepherd with pointy ears. What would they do?
Maybe a security guard.
They're always security. Yeah. They're always cops. Yeah, just got a guard dog. Harder than this. Yeah. They've always got something to do with law enforcement. It's really just typecasting dogs. That's because that's all we ever associate them with. We've got to think better than this.
All right.
What about a pumpkin farmer?
Yeah, just say any job. That's how you play this game. Husky, accountant.
No, well, that's not how you play, because that's you're just not even trying.
All right, what's a husky?
I thought about the pumpkin farmer. You didn't think about this.
Yeah, what's a husky?
What about the guys that try and stop you on the street that are from the Cancer Council going, hello, can I just talk to you for a minute?
Yeah. Well, that's a husky.
I reckon.
Oh, God.
Rapid fire jobs on dog jobs.
What's Mark Zuckerberg's dog? You know, the beast?
Well, this isn't strictly part of dog jobs.
I don't know.
But what kind of dog is that?
The so beast.
I reckon that dog might be a mop.
That's not a job.
Hey, maybe in your world, mate.
All right, French bulldog. Rapid fire.
Working at a $2 store. The guy that owns it that's always, like, watching if people are about to steal something. He's got the ears for it.
Yeah,
he can hear when people are shuffling things into his pockets.
Yeah, someone who, like, when you trade in, like, gold for cash. You know that? Oh, you're getting gold.
Yes.
That's kind of dodgy schemes.
On an accountant.
Yeah, you give them, like, your watch and they'll give you, like, short-term loans.
Yeah.
With a yes that is twice the size of the rest of the text on the sign in capitals and an exclamation mark at the end going, yes, we trade gold.
Yeah, or one of those stores that's like, we transfer everything you own to DVD. We transfer all your videos to DVD.
All right, dingo, last one.
Prison guard.
All right. That was Tom Money Doodoo and the Crocodile Crew.
Come on, is he not the Prime Minister of Australia? He earned it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Give him the title.
Politician.
All right, guys.
Prime Minister Dingo.
Thanks so much to the world's hottest ramen for that track. We are truly going to be using that every single
time.
So
grateful.
It's goodbye from Jordan Shanks.
See you guys.
Tom and Fury.
Goodbye.
I've been Robbie Armfield, and this is the song Flim by Aphex 20. He's got a new track coming out, so I just thought I'd play a nice little old one here. And also, if you'd like to win the prize for Who Am I, here's the impression.
Bigger? Bigger?
Send in a message to FBI or maybe, I don't know.
Wherever. Somehow. Just contact us through FBI. Also, big thanks to Greta Balog for her show, which she's ended up just before us. She did a great job. Thanks, Greta. You're amazing.
Yeah,
really
absolutely.
Good slot into. We've got 6 seconds left to go. Thanks, Greta. You're great. Bye.
Okay, see you next week midday. Bye. Say bye, everyone.
See ya.
Bye. Big ups to Greta Balog. FBI Radio.